Three straight days, nights of Bison basketball coming up to wrap up the regular season for the girls, of course, the next two nights. It's the boys' action tonight, and what a battle. Class B-ranked Scottsbluff in town. The Bison boys coming off a big win the other night. Let's talk about it. Just had a chance here from Coach Gullion talking about his team. And Coach Joimus, we talked about it a little bit after the ball game the other night. The Scottsbluff team is another great season. Veteran leadership with their senior class, and they've done some great things this year, haven't they?
Yeah, they're one of the top teams in Class B. They were state runner-up last year, and all five starters they have this year either started for them or played. So some of those guys like Nate Kelly and the Meininger kid, it feels like they've been around for about 7 or 8 years. And they've been doing great things ever since they touched the varsity floor. And their team, they're not going to get rattled. Like I said, they've been on the big stage. They have so much experience, and we're excited for the challenge.
I know up there last year, you gave them some battles. I know we talked about the other night. Your team didn't back down last year, and I'm sure they're not. I'm sure they're excited. One day of practice, but I'm sure your kids say, hey, bring it on. Let's battle on the home court tonight.
Yeah, I think our kids are really excited for this matchup. And anytime we've played Scottsbluff over the years, you could kind of throw out the records, even some of the years maybe we weren't as competitive throughout the season. We have always been pretty competitive with Scottsbluff. And, last year we were down 20-16 at half, and they ended up going on a run in the third and kind of held that lead the rest of the game. And the year before, when we didn't have a very good record, we were down 3 with 5 minutes left, and that was a Scottsbluff team that made it to the semifinals. So, and then that same year, last time we played them at home, we were down 3 as well with about a minute left and ended up losing by 5 or 6. So we've always matched up pretty well with Scottsbluff, and I think our kids understand what's on the line, and we're really excited for it.
Did you go back and watch the game the other night with Hastings after we talked to you? Go back and watch that. It was Bob and I were talking, a lot of fouls in the game, but it seems like they kind of instigated maybe a lot of grabbing, a lot of pulling, stuff like that, jersey, stuff like that. Did you have a chance to kind of go back and watch that for a second time?
Yeah, of course, went back and watched, and I thought our kids did a really good job kind of playing through some things that maybe should have been called but wasn't. And, one thing I think, as you probably know, a thing that a lot of coaches say about us is we're a physical team. So anytime a team maybe want to get physical with us, we're not going to back down, and we're going to go blow for blow. But that was one of a few times this year we've had some major foul trouble. So it was nice for some of our kids being able to play through that. But like Trey Tiller, he started for the first time in a few weeks, and we were talking after the game, seeing he had 18 or 19 points, and he got his fourth foul about 6 minutes left in the third, and going back and looking, he got his third or fourth foul 10 seconds into the third quarter. So but again, we were able to overcome that, and we had guys step up.
Unlike the other night, Hastings, a club that played a lot of zone, are you expecting Scottsbluff's going to man you up the entire game, don't you think?
No, Scottsbluff, they won't run any zone. If they do, it'd be the first time in about 5 years they would have done it, so I don't expect it. And if they're playing man last year in the state championship against 2 6-10 kids from Omaha Scott, I'm pretty certain they're going to be playing man against us.
Well, usually it's the first of two meetings during the season, and it might still work out that way, but since the postseason is different this year, this might be the only meeting with the old Bearcats this year.
Yeah, the only time we would possibly get another match with them would be if we both qualified for state. So it's always nice where you get to play a team like that twice and you get to make adjustments the second time around. And it's like I said before, it's a team I think our kids always growing up is always a team they lost to, and but they've always been competitive, and we've never beat them. So it's like I said before, it's an exciting challenge for our guys, and it's probably one shot we're going to get, and hopefully maybe we get a second shot down the road.
Well, hopefully, as we're talking right now, Coach, folks are filing in by the bunches to fill both the north and south sides of the high school gym. And Scott's Bluff, they'll bring some people. This is the first of three straight games for them over the next couple of nights, but hopefully more. We see more McCook fans on both sides of the gym.
Yeah, I really hope our fans come out and support the kids. They definitely deserve it. You know, sitting at 16-5, which is a remarkable record considering three of those losses were to Life Prep and two were to Ogallala, and then we kind of had back-to-back games there early January where we weren't playing well and we lost two in a row. But outside that, you know, we've taken care of business. And, you know, if we're 16-5 playing at home on a Thursday against one of the top teams in Class B, I would assume that our environment's going to be pretty good.